Welcome to this Apple Watch feature demonstration. And in this demonstration, I thought I'd show you something that I did fairly quickly when I first started using my Apple Watch. And that was to turn off my watch speaking when I raised my wrist. Because I actually found that after a while, it became very irritating and I didn't like it one little bit. So I turned it off. You can do that via the Apple Watch app running on your iPhone. So at the moment, what happens if I raise my wrist like now? Nothing talks. It's nice and solid. It'll only talk if I touch the screen with one finger.
0:12, 0:12 and 24 seconds.
Okay, and I've woken up the Apple Watch. This is the way that I prefer it. I like to be in control of when things speak or when they don't. But if I have the setting turned on, I'll show you what happens when you raise your wrist. So let me just grab my iPhone here and let me flick back to the Apple Watch app.
Page 1 of 3. Find my friends. Kindle. Twitter. Apple Watch.
That's the one. Double tap on Apple Watch.
Apple Watch. My watch.
And of course, this is to do with voiceover. So let me do one finger flick.
App layout. Airplane mode. Apple Watch. Notifications. Glances. Do not disturb. General. Button.
One finger double tap on general.
General, my watch.
And let's one finger flick through accessibility.
General, heading, about, button, software update, automatic downloads, watch orientation, accessibility, button.
One finger double tap on accessibility.
Accessibility, general.
Flick to find voiceover.
Heading, vision, heading, voiceover, on.
One finger button. Double tap on voiceover.
Voiceover, accessibility, back button.
And right down the bottom, I'll touch the bottom of my screen.
Selected. My watch.
That's tab. The tabs down the bottom. If I flick back to the left.
Speak on wrist raise. Off.
Speak on wrist raise currently off. Setting. And if I turn it on.
On.
Which I've done now. Okay, I'm going to put my iPhone down for a minute. Now, if I raise my wrist.
0:15 and 37 seconds.
Okay, so it's currently ringing out the current time. Which is all well and good. But if you're in a meeting and you move your wrist like I just did. You're going to get your Apple Watch speaking quite a lot. And what I noticed when I was playing with the maps, it also kept reading out the directions every time I lifted my wrist for some reason in the car, and it got fairly annoying. So I'm putting my wrist down now. I don't rest up again.
0:16 and 14 seconds.
There goes the speech again. So initially quite handy, and you might think it's a fantastic idea, but as I said, I find it very irritating. So to turn it off again, grab my iPhone, bottom of the screen.
Selected. My watch. Tab. 1 of 4.
Flick back to the left.
Speak on wrist raise. On.
Speak on wrist raised. One finger double tap.
Off.
And now it's off. And if I bring my wrist up, we've got absolute beautiful silence. And then if I want to activate my screen myself, tap on the screen.
0:16 and 52 seconds.
Okay, and I've woken up myself. Nice and controlled, and it speaks when you want it to. So that completes this demonstration of silencing the speech of voiceover on wrist raise so that you don't annoy your fellow meeting attendees or anyone else for that matter. Then again, you might like the watch speaking all the time. If you want to turn it on or off at any time, you go into the Apple Watch app, settings, general, accessibility, voiceover, and right down the bottom, speak on wrist raise. One finger double tap, turn it on or off. So that completes the demonstration. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.